thanks for joining us back here, despite your best efforts to avoid this thing.
Yes, I tried, but didn't work.
You're the biggest star here.
I was hiding in my room, and everybody knocked on my door. So
you're not supposed to be a star still at your age. You know that, right?
I know that I'm not. You guys just saying that, but I'm not.
Well, you were voted in, and Leo Komarov is so excited. He said he played with you in a KHL All-Star game, but doesn't think you know who he is.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yes.
And he hit me last game, so I don't really like it.
So how do you think, where's your game, your current game, compared to when you were in your prime?
Well, it's funny because I asked the same question. You know, in my opinion, I think I'm better than I was 15 years ago. But everybody else is a lot better. So, you know, the game is quicker. Guys are, you know, in very good shape. They're working out every day. You know, they're young. They're quick. You know, it's when you look on TV and you see the game, just only 5 years ago, it's totally a different game. Everything's changed.
But you have to have gotten smarter, right? You have to have gotten smarter.
Well, I don't know. I would think so, but you know, it just, you know, every team is different. So you know, the last 5 years I was on 5 different teams. So you know, it all depends how the coach is using you, what kind of players you got around you. And in Florida, we got such a great young players. And the biggest advantage to me is I don't have to change my game much because I play with guys who kind of play the style like we play 1990, but a little bit quicker, younger. So I was pretty lucky. You know, Barkov, Huberto, they're very good and smart players, and they like to cycle back, play give and go games. You know, that's what I love.
You know, I watched some YouTube video yesterday because of the Dennis Weidman situation that's happening, and there was video of when you were suspended.
We were playing in Washington.
And Nick was part of the game in Washington, and you, Kevin Stevens, and Mario all got kicked out in the same stoppage.
You know what? I saw it yesterday too.
The clutching, the hooking, and the clutching was unbelievable.
It was. I couldn't believe it. And again, you know what? Now it's so easy. Everything is so easy right now because you know if somebody touch you, you know it's 2 minutes. You know you get power play right away. Back then, when you look at it,
it was crazy.
It was crazy.
So did you really bump the official?
I think I did.
Because I never saw it. They never showed it.
Well, I got 10 games. So
Must have been something.
It wasn't bad. And I was a young kid. I was 20 years old. Not even that, probably. And I just skated by. And, you know, I was frustrated because, you know.
Well, you got thrown into the boards.
It was 5-4. Yeah. We had a chance to score. Like, we had chances. It was like 2 minutes to go. And, you know, they score. I was frustrated. And I probably bumped him a little bit. I didn't mean it. Like, it was crazy. It was stupid. But I got 10 games.
I couldn't believe how many penalties there could have been in that 40-second clip.
Everybody see it. A game has changed. That's why, you know, you have to be a different player than you've been 20 years ago. You know, if you were quick and not strong enough, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Because they hold you, they grab you, you couldn't go anywhere. Now it's, you know, because they start calling the penalties, you have to be quick. You don't even have to be strong anymore because, you know, every hit from behind boards, you know, it's 2 minutes or 5 minutes. You don't have to be strong anymore.
So we had Roberto talking about the way that you've trained and how we should have a camera all the time on you. How you come up with these new ways where you're pulling huskies, they're not pulling you. Did you make this stuff up? You read about it? You just have a thought lying in bed going, I'm going to try this new weighted vest? How does that work with you?
Well, nobody really, you know, tell me what to do. I never had a trainer for 25 years. I never trained with anybody. So I always come up with the idea. I try to work out off the ice the same way I play hockey, the same position. So the ideas coming. And my body, I think it's kind of different. If I try something today, I'm going to know right away tomorrow if it is good or helping me or not. You know, I think it's my huge advantage. I try to listen to my body. I feel a little different. And, you know, that's what I act.
The medicine balls, shooting medicine balls or weighted balls.
You know what? Be honest. That was the best exercise I had, and I had to stop it because I start feeling my hip flexor and groin start hurting. And I didn't do it for the last 2 months, and I didn't feel as strong as I was before, but at least I'm healthier.
Besides the training, sleep and nutrition, has that changed for you over the last 5 or 10 years?
Well, I don't think it's changed because I always try to do a little bit extra, but now you have to do a lot more because everybody does something more. I gotta be a little bit smarter. You know, when you get older, and you guys know that, when you do something, you need a little more time to recover than when you're 20 years old. So you have to, when you work, a lot smarter than I did before. You know, I have to be more effective. I gotta be right on. If I do something, it's gotta be right on. You know, I have to do it for 20, 25 minutes, but it's gotta be perfect.
So you're gonna stay off Broadway then?
Yes.
So enough with the 1 year deals. You're gonna play till 50. You gotta go back to Dale and say, I want the 8 year deal.
Well, you know, first I have to make sure I got better because, you know, last few weeks I didn't feel very well. I want to get better. I want to play the best hockey, you know, before the playoffs start, and hopefully we make the playoffs and be good in the playoffs. It's my goal, and you know, I love the game, but I don't want to be embarrassed out there. So, you know, I have to make sure I play better than I did last few weeks.
Can you just give us a side angle? Because we want to check out the progress here.
Not bad, eh?
It's getting there. Hopefully the playoffs.
A lot of pressure, eh?
Hopefully we make a playoffs and we got to play for...
This is the evolution of the month. Every 5 years.
That's where it started.
That might be the height of it.
Now I have to cut my hair because my girl asked me to do it, so I lost so much power.
Pressure, eh? Pressure.
What a bad mistake I make, and now it's coming back again.
And Roberto Luongo... apparently inspired this with the tweet.
That was the one that got you back? That one right there?
Yes, it is. Well, you know what? I was kind of thinking about it before Lou asked, you know, said that. So
what's the biggest challenge? Split ends? Dandruff?
Did you just ask him?
What issues? What are the issues?
There's no issue there.
Hold on. Did you just tussle his hair?
Yes, he did.
I did.
That's all right. I can handle it.